This is Toilet Reviews, where we bring you a number two review while you leave a number two in your toilet. Welcome to the show. That's right. We are back with some Music Monday, and I'm really excited. Excited to be back. Today, we are looking at a very, very classic post-2000s album. Not just a classic by my standards, but it was a wild success. And in my opinion, this one is my opinion, featured one of the best album covers of all time. Four mugshots of the fictitious members Murdoch, Tootie, Noodle, and Russell. Yes, we are looking at the Gorillaz' second LP, Demon Days. Gorillaz are somewhat of an interesting group. They're a virtual band with four members, the ones I mentioned before. Or in reality, we have two members, Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett. And they're from London, England. And this is their second album. Like I said, their debut album, which was self-titled, so Gorillaz, came out in 2001 and had really great success. A good mixture of genres coming together. And featured a really popular single called Clint Eastwood, which goes something like this, I think. Okay, like that. And so the next album probably had some pressure, some expectations. This group, you know, kind of came out of nowhere, it felt like, I think, for a lot of people. I don't remember 2001's self-titled album. I don't remember Clint Eastwood at the time. Of course, I know it well now. But, you know, a lot has happened. A lot has changed since then. And the Gorillaz are quite, I mean, if they weren't household enough at that time, at least with the generation that was like at the right age in 2001 to be listening to this, it's everyone knows them by now. And Demon Days, I think, is their most popular album and the one that has had the most influence on just culture in general. So I think there's no doubt in saying that this album met the expectations that were left by their self-titled album. It reached top 10 in over 20 countries, reaching number one in the UK and number six in the US. I think the Gorillaz can be like an attractive group to people for a lot of reasons. Obviously, number one, the music. It's very unique. It's very, it features a lot of artists. I think that is a good thing for their popularity and for their, I don't know, it shows creativity and that they're good at working with people because they work with people so often and it's always successful. Even more so since these albums, they've turned into nearly like artists that just feature other artists. It feels like Plastic Beach has a lot of features. Their most recent album that just came out this year, Cracker Island, also featuring a lot of other artists. And they're not just like random artists. They're getting some big ones. I mean, there will be some like lesser known ones as well, which I think is cool because Gorillaz is huge. So them featuring a smaller artist really probably helps that artist as well. And I think there's room for that. I think Gorillaz have done a great job with that. Daft Punk has done a great job with that. And it's good to see in the music scene. Demon Days does have some big features. Speaking of which, the biggest track on this entire album, no doubt, see, I say no doubt, but there's some other big ones. Either way, Feel Good Inc. featuring De La Soul. It obviously is huge. This was my introduction to the Gorillaz, and it was via the music video. And I guess that's what I wanted to get to. The music is very attractive to people, but also their music video is very interesting. The kind of world building they do through their music videos for each album, there's like a story going on. These four Gorillaz, the virtual members, it's not just like there is story going on behind the scenes in all of these albums, which is really quite a cool thing. So Feel Good Inc. was the first music video I ever saw. Great music video, of course. I think I recommend it to all. I don't think everyone would like it. I know I don't think my mom would like it, for example, but mom, you should still listen to it. And And she's already heard this song. Everyone's heard this song. You can't go anywhere. Like, there's nowhere that you could go that might not play this song at one point in life. I have, like, worked retail jobs this song would play. Restaurants it would play, of course. Just, like, anywhere you go. And this is around the world, too. I've heard it around the world. It's a great song. Very popular. And, yeah, it's just really good. And this shows how the features really work. Inviting artists who are not, like, Damon and Jamie can't bring to the table for this song what De La Soul could. So they invite an artist like that. And it's just really good. It works really well. The meshing of genres is something that I think the Gorillaz does so well. And then after I watched this Feel Good Inc. music video, I watched El Mañana, which is the next song on the album. So that's track 6 and 7. And it's a continuation of the Feel Good Inc. music video. And it's just like a heart-wrenching song. The video is incredibly sad. But just great song. Those were both singles for this album, as well as Kids with Guns, very popular song. Dirty Harry, another very popular song. And Dare, another very popular song. This album has so many hits, and it has great flow to it. It definitely feels like an album. It doesn't just feel like hodgepodge songs sewn together. Each song feels like it has purpose and a place. I've talked about this in the past, but I do like it when songs blend into each other. Not necessarily not knowing where one starts and one ends type of feeling. Like, that can be good, and there is a little bit of that at the end of this album with the last three tracks, kind of not knowing if you're in one long song, three shorter ones, you know, it kind of just blends. But even the intro, which is the first track, into Last Living Souls, which is the second track, it's just like holding that note a little bit into the next one. And the pickup of that second song starts before that first one is completely like gone silent, you know? Something I really like in bands. I think it can just lead to, I mean, it makes me want to listen to the album as a whole, right? I don't want to just listen to one song or two songs. If other people want to do that, this album does have those songs still. All those singles I said are great on their own. And then some just, I think, sound a little better as a whole, like those last three, Fire, Coming Out of the Monkey's Head, Don't Get Lost in Heaven, and the title track, Demon Days. And then other ones just, yeah, don't maybe need that as much. But the other features we have are Booty Brown on Dirty Harry, MF Doom on November Has Come. And I love that song. I think November Has Come is fantastic. Such a good like jam at the end. Very unique, and I just think it really, for me, stands apart. All Alone features Roots Manuva, and then Dare, Sean Ryder. So we have good features throughout, 15 tracks, over 50 minutes long. I think there's no reason that people haven't heard some of these songs. Like, if you're listening to music or just going out, you've heard this. And iTunes actually has some cool editor's notes for this album as well. It says, if Gorillaz began life as a playful comment on artificiality in music and a way for Damon Albarn to escape the shadow of Britpop, then Demon Days is their coming of age, laden with A-grade guests ranging from Roots Manuva to Dennis Hopper, and expansive in its scope. This second record delivers everything from off-kilter hip-hop to neo rave bangers without putting a foot wrong. Definitely echo that sentiment. I think this one, when I think Gorillaz, I do have other favorites of Gorillaz. In fact, I think Plastic Beach is an incredible album as well. And I've liked some of the other stuff, but not as much. These two for me stand at the top, but Demon Days is one step higher than Plastic Beach. I think it really is good all throughout, and just feels like an album I'm happy to come back to time and time again. So I'm going to have to give this one a solid, like a firm 9 out of 10. I think that it deserves at least that much from the toilet himself. And of course, the day today is Juneteenth, the freedom of African Americans from slavery in the U.S. in 1865. Celebrated on the holiday, Juneteenth, which is June 19th, of course. I hope we can spend this holiday, you know, learning more about this history of our countries and not just celebrating the good, but recognizing where things went wrong and what we did to improve it and how we can continue improving. Thank you for listening to Toilet Reviews. We'll be back on Wednesday with another one. Have a good one.